Hi, welcome back. Tony Steve Vondran here. Welcome to another exciting episode of Vondran Legal Hour. Okay, Tony Steve, we are talking in this podcast about the exciting, emerging topic, growing topic of NFTs, non-fungible tokens, and copyright law. What happens? If you're out there, let's talk about this real quick. So first of all, a lot of things are being built on the blockchain now, and there's many different blockchains. Some of the tops are like Ethereum, Solana, and there's others, Cardano and things. There's lots of different blockchains, and really a blockchain is just like a digital ledger. I tell my clients it's kind of like the county recorder's office. You go in and you give them a document and they record it. So these documents are time-stamped, and so you have some authenticity in the transaction. You know, and things are notarized, of course, so you know what's going on. You have the chain of title. You see what's happened to a particular parcel of real estate. Say you buy a home, and you see you buy it, and then somebody else sells it, and then they sell it to them, and so you have a grantor and a grantee. And all this. And so you can see all that in the county recorder office. And so it's obviously a really helpful tool to establish ownership. Well, the blockchain is really the same thing. It's a digital blockchain that kind of is what I call it, like a time ledger, a digital ledger, as things happen with a digital asset. For example, a token or cryptocurrency or NFT, these things that are built off the blockchain, as we call it, they're built off the blockchain. You can see a transfer of ownership, and it's immutable. It can't be changed. Once it's put on there, it can't be changed, okay? So it's a really good way to track things. Now, the NFTs, so you have cryptocurrencies. I'm not going to talk about that. Obviously, it's same thing. It's a coin. It's a form of currency. It can be used to buy, sell, and swap things, and that can be traded and tracked also on various blockchains. Okay, now the Ethereum blockchain is the one I'm going to talk about today. Ethereum's, I think it's the number one or two. I believe it's probably the number one blockchain. I know Bitcoin has some blockchain as well, but Ethereum is the blockchain that I'm going to talk about. That's what we're seeing the NFTs. A lot of NFTs are running on Ethereum, because they have these smart contracts. Ethereum has smart contracts. I'm going to do a video on this if you want to actually see, kind of visualize what it looks like. Make sure you subscribe to my video channel, attorneystevevideos.com, about almost 35,000 subscribers now, attorneystevevideos.com. Make sure to hit that up. But you know, the Ethereum runs on smart contracts. So people, what's going on in the artist world is artists and photographers, videographers, character designers and developers, things like that. They're creating art and they're minting it. It's called minting on the blockchain. So they'll go to a website like OpenSea is the biggest one, I think. And then so OpenSea, you can go there, upload your digital art. You can mint it into an NFT, which creates a gas fee, what's called a gas fee. And then you can list it for sale on the OpenSea marketplace. And there's a lot of different things that can be bought and sold on OpenSea. If you're ever bored, you should go check it out. But you have to buy things with Ethereum. You can't whip out your Visa or MasterCard or American Express and say, here's my credit card, you know, charge me up. You can't, well, you know, you can't do that. So it has to be through the paying through digital currency. That's how it works. Okay. So with that, you get a wallet. You have like a MetaMask wallet, for example, and you pay through there. So if you find something you like, you pay for it. But what I want to talk about, really kind of focus in on this podcast, is a lot of people go there and they go, I just bought, you know, the Crazy Apes or something. I just bought Lily the Cat collection, and it's the greatest thing. And, you know, and so people will get really excited about their purchases. And then I'll ask them, I'll say, well, what do you own? And I say, well, I own the collection. I go, well, what does that mean? Like, what kind of ownership do you have? And they say, well, I said, do you own the copyright? Big pause. I don't know. I have the right to sell it though. And so I want to talk a little bit about that weird little angle of copyright law and NFTs. But what you really own, if you think about it, what you're buying in these NFTs is you're buying the token. You're buying a token that represents the asset. So, for example, say you have a photographer that has a beautiful photo of a landscape, and you say, "Oh man, that is so beautiful! I want that." When the photographer puts that up on the let's say they mint it on OpenSea and they put it up on OpenSea, and it's on the blockchain for sale. If you go there and you say, "I'm going to buy that," you don't get the copyrights. You don't become the copyright owner. And I think that surprises some people. I think people say, "Well, what do you mean? I was buying this. It was digital files, the art. I get to tell everybody I'm the owner." But you are. You're the owner of the token. You own the token, but you don't have what we call the bundle of rights, the copyrights, that like the photographer will retain those rights. And that's all set up in the smart contract, okay? So the digital smart contract's a digital contract. You don't even see it. You don't negotiate it. It's not something you sign on and this and that. It's just part of the transaction. It's kind of like Kickstarter when you're donating to Kickstarter to invest in a project or to be part of a project. You know, if the person that's posting the idea, if they don't raise their funds, you get your money back. That's all part of a smart contract, okay? So that's what we're talking about. But in this realm, let's say a drone videographer posts a drone video, you're buying drone footage or you're buying a piece of art. Or a lot of characters and avatars are being sold, you're not getting the copyrights, the bundle of rights. All you're getting is the right, kind of a certified digital copy. You're owning the rights to that and the rights to resell it. And that's why in these cases, the photographer will usually, or the creative, let's just call it creative artist or digital artist, will retain the right to get a percentage of the future sales. And that's where I think some people are confused. So you own the token, the NFT token, that's what it means, non-fungible token. That just means it's unique. It's not exchangeable for anything else. It's a unique piece of work. And so it's non-fungible. You own the token, okay? So you don't get the rights to reproduce. You don't get the print rights. You can't go reproduce and distribute it and license it to other people. You do have the right per the smart contract to transfer it and to make a sale on it. That's what you're getting. So when you're spending a lot of money, if you're investing a lot of money, say you're going to invest 20, 50 ETH, you know, as they're saying, or you're spending a lot of money, thousands and thousands of dollars to get this ultimate collection. I know people will sit around and they'll bid on these things. You know, they'll spend up, you know, $100,000 to $150,000 on things. And I say, before you do that, if you really want to buy that, if you really want to buy that token, and you want to have some other ideas in mind for what you want to do with that token other than flip it or resell it, you might want to get yourself a separate copyright agreement and assignment and a transfer or a bill of sale, a purchase and sale agreement, spelling out what your rights are. And that's something our firm can help you with. So if you say, "Well, I really want to be the owner. I want to own that piece of art. And I don't want the photographer or the digital artist or graphic designer. I don't want them to sell to anybody else. I don't want them to make prints. I don't want them to display it in the galleries. I don't want them to sell it on Metaverse in a Sotheby's auction house. I don't want them doing any of that stuff on Superworld or Decentraland or anything. I want all the rights." If you want those kinds of rights, you're going to need to separately reach out to the artist, say, "I'm going to spend a lot of money here, but I want to get a contract that spells out what my rights are, notwithstanding the smart contract." So I just want to make that clear. I know it's a point of confusion for a lot of people. They think they become the owners of the artwork and the whole thing. But it's not. You get the token that represents what the asset is or what the underlying creative work is. The creative artist will retain the full bundle of rights to reproduce and make derivative products and things like that and publicly display, publicly perform in the case of music and things like that. So anyway, I hope this has been helpful. I just wanted to clarify that so I can add this to my my page and help some other people out. But that is a, if it's a concern, you're going to spend a lot of money or you're going to buy digital real estate. We see people in Decentraland or the Superbox, Superworld. And we have got a video on YouTube. Check it out. AttorneySteveVideos.com. I talk about Superworld. But people are buying plots of land like for $10, $15, $20, $100,000. I think somebody said the Statue of Liberty property was going for over $300,000. You know, you want to know what you're getting. You want to know what your rights are. There may be some legal issues involved. So before you spend a lot of money in cryptocurrency and get all excited, you may want to seek out the counsel of a technology lawyer to help you understand what you're getting and a copyright lawyer to make sure if you're buying something creative, creative work of authorship, make sure you're getting what you think you're getting, you know? So, and you may get something valuable, you know, and if you can actually get the rights to the photo, the underlying creative work, you know, that could be something pretty big. And maybe the artist doesn't care. Maybe the artist would be, hey, you know, you pay me that kind of money, you can have it. I'll be fine. I'll go take more. Don't worry about that. So this could be something that could really help you out. Attorney Steve, copyright law, if you need help, you know where to find me on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. I got to run. I hope that was helpful. If you like this, go ahead and share it. Check out my attorneysteve.videos.com. Got lots of great videos coming this year. I'm shooting to get 100 out there. I've already got over 650 or so. Like I said, pushing for 50,000 subscribers this year. So go over there, check it out, subscribe. Need some help, you know where to find me. Take care now. Have a great year. Have an awesome 2020. Bye now.